This is a Montbog Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
Can you do something a little bit different this morning? So I'm actually going to ask anyone who's in the front rows here, you're going to get out of here. And I'm going to ask the kids, if you're a kid, yeah, you guys, can you come and fill this front row here? Charlie, get out of Tim, get out of here. Yeah, you can sit there. Come on. Got some room over this way, guys. Whoa, there might have to be some people on other people's laps. Where can Nera go? Yeah, that's good. Oh, don't lean forward too much, guys. We'll have a child sandwich. How are your holidays going? Yeah? Put your hand up if you can tell me one special thing that you've done. Joseph?
We're going to the zoo.
You're going to the zoo? Fantastic. What about you, Ebony? Whoa, so it wasn't much of a sleepover. It was more of an over. What about you, Ryan? Wow, found two lizards this morning and going to keep them overnight. Talia? Wow, well, that's good. Holidays are good, aren't they? So adults, this is a message for the kids, but I know that you're going to get some stuff out of it too, all right? So just have your ears open. Now, guys, a couple hundred years ago, it's probably when your parents were young. They're not that old, don't worry. There was something that was written to help kids learn about God. And it was called the Westminster Catechism, and it was written back in around the 1640s. That's a long time ago. Even your grandparents weren't around back then, were they, Mum? Not quite. Anyway, it was something written to teach kids about God, and it had questions and had answers. And we're going to talk about the first question that was asked, and it was, what is the chief end of man? Can you all say that with me? Go. What is the chief end of man? And that means, what is life all about? What's our job? What are we meant to be doing in the earth? Do you know? What do you think? Yeah, that's good. And do you know the answer in this book was to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. To glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Do you want to sit back just in your seat a bit, Joel? Otherwise the thing will tip forward and you'll be squished like this. And you won't be able to get it. Do you know, when we glorify God, sometimes we hear these big words and we think, oh yeah, these are just churchy words, glorifying God. What does it mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. Have you ever been maybe you're at home and you want to sort of show off a little bit, and maybe you're wearing something new, or you've done your hair a certain way, or maybe you just want to say something funny and you burst into the room and you're like, look at me! Have you ever done that before? And you're like, look at me! Or maybe you're up on a big slide and you're going to go down and you're like, Mom, look at me! Have you done that before? Yeah? Yeah? Sometimes we do that. We want people to look at us. Look at me, look at me! But when we glorify God, it's like we're saying this. Look at God, look at God! That's what glorifying God is. And it's like through our life, people can look at us and think, oh, they're reminded of how good God is. And we're to glorify God. The Bible doesn't say we're to glorify ourselves and say, look at me. Imagine if everywhere you went, you said, look at me. Imagine that, Annalise, if you walked into prep and you said to Miss Neville, look at me. Or if you went to a shop, Josh, and you were going to get some lollies, and you went in there and said, look at me. That's not what we're meant to do. What do you think, Joseph? And you're in a trolley. Yeah, that'd be awesome. But when we glorify God, it's like saying, look at God. You know, God made us. Everyone take a big breath. Oh boy, some people are noisier than others. Take a really noisy big breath. Who gave you those lungs? God did. Do you know that he made us so we could breathe? Can you feel your heart beating? Put your hand on your chest. Very quiet. You can't hear your heart? It's there. Who gave you that heart? God did. And who made it to pump blood? God did. Do you know that because of God, we can live? Because of God, our heart pumps all the blood around our body and our lungs breathe all the air we need. Just because of God. He loves us and he keeps us alive. Isn't that amazing? Do you know, if he made us, if he keeps us alive, and if he even sent his son to die for us for everything we've done wrong, then how should we live? Ever think about that? How should we live our life if God did all those things for us? What do you think? Good. You think it's good, Joseph? That's right. Yeah, God does choose. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We should live, God should be the most important thing in our life. The most important person, God should be the most important person in your life because he made you. He loves you. That's for you guys too. God should be the most important thing in our lives. That's good. Do you know, the Bible says, if you're eating or drinking, do everything to glorify God. So whether you're eating food or drinking, or maybe you play basketball. Does anyone here play basketball? Or maybe you play a musical instrument. Does anyone do that? Or does anyone maybe like to go for a run? Everything that we do, we should do it to glorify God. Everything. We shouldn't be going around saying, look at me. All of our heart and all of our actions should be saying, look at God. We were made to do God's will. Do you know we were made not to do what we want to do? Sometimes we just want to do what we want to do, don't we? Have our mum and dad say, clean your room or clean up your mess. Sometimes we just want to do what we want to do. You like cleaning up your room? Wow. Well, I've got a few rooms at my house that you could clean, Ebony. That'd be great. Do you know that it's like that with God? We look at the Bible and it tells us things that we need to do. And sometimes we feel like doing our own thing, don't we? And as adults, we can be the same. The Bible says clear as day, black and white. And we just want to turn the other way and do our own thing. And we shouldn't be like that. Do you know that there is no other place that we can be really happy? Do you like to be happy? Yeah. There's nowhere else we can be really happy unless we're doing what God wants us to do. Do you know there's a whole room of adults here who have tried other ways to be happy? Do you know that? There is adults here who think that money can make them very happy. And they've tried lots and lots to get lots of money to try and make them happy. And does it? It doesn't. Can you hear that? It does not. Sometimes people might think, oh, if I'm famous, like those famous people on TV, you know, I might be really happy. Do you think they'd be happy? No, we know they're definitely not happy. And it's only through a relationship with God that we can be happy, okay? Where do we enjoy him? Where do we enjoy God? Name some beautiful things for me. If you were to think of something that's beautiful, put your hand up. What do you think is something that you would say is beautiful? Joseph? Yeah, is that beautiful? Yeah. Talia? The nature of God is beautiful. Yeah, that's right. Ebony? You're beautiful, aren't you? That's right. Brian? God is. Have you ever seen a nice... Have you ever been up early enough to see the sunrise? Or have you been up late enough to see the sunset? Is that beautiful? Or have you been at the beach and you can hear the waves crashing so loud and, wow, that's powerful. Beautiful, isn't it? Or have you seen a little flower bud and then maybe the next day you see it, it's open? That's beautiful, isn't it? But you know, all the beautiful things we see on earth, do you know what that's like? That's like looking at garbage compared to what God's like. Do you know the most beautiful thing in this world? It's like garbage compared to who God is and what he's like. And that's an amazing thing to think about, that God, even though we can't see him, he is so wonderful and beautiful. Do you know that I encourage you to learn about God and know who he is and learn about who he is. Just yesterday I was reading a book by A.W. Tozer called The Knowledge of the Holy. If you haven't picked up that book and read it, it's brilliant. It goes through the attributes of God. And Melody, we were looking at the omniscience of God when he knows everything. And we read something that was really interesting, that it's impossible for God to learn anything. Isn't that interesting? It's impossible for him to learn anything. He knows everything. If you said, hey, God, do you know that 5 + 2 = 7? He'd be like, I already knew that. He'd say, hey, do you know that Annalise's middle name is Chloe? God would be like, no, I already knew that too. He can't learn anything. He's so smart. He knows it all. And do you know, God's everywhere. Do you know, I can't be here and I can't be on my mum's lap at the same time. That's impossible. I have a limit to, yeah, we have limits at church and sit on my mum's lap. And there's a, so there's a limit to where I can be. But God's not like that. He can be everywhere. Did you know that? Do you know if you dive down to the deepest part of the ocean, do you reckon God's there? Do you reckon if you take a rocket ship up in space, do you reckon Phoebe, he'll be there? He will be. He will be. God's everywhere. And you need to learn about God. And parents, I encourage you to spend time teaching and training your kids in the ways of God. They may be young, but they have brains and they have hearts. And they are ready and willing to receive. So how do we glorify him? Well, I'm going to teach you three ways we can do that. Three ways. First one, put your hand on your heart. We can glorify God by loving him. Do you know, we say we love lots of things, don't we? Who loves ice cream? Oh, yeah, man. Chocolate topping is great. Boysenberry. Have you ever had boysenberry ice cream? So good. Butterscotch. Oh, we say we love our pets. Or we love our mum and dad. Or we love holidays. We love video games. He loves video games. We've learned that about you today, Josie. Reading. That's right. But you know, all those things that we love, we're to love God more than any of that. And you know, the Bible says we're to love God with all of our, do you know this? All of our heart, all of our mind, our soul, and our strength. We're to love God with everything we have. We are. With everything we've got, we're to love God. Do you know that sometimes we think that when we go to church or when we pray, that's part of our life that God has. That's his part of it. And then we go and do our own thing. We may go to school, or we go play basketball, or we go with our friends, and that's part of our life that we own. And there's part that God owns, and there's a part that we own, but it's not like that. God actually owns all of our life. We've got to remember that. The next part is we need to respect God. Do you know when you respect, if you're in the army and you want to show respect to someone, what do you do with your hand, you know? You salute. Everyone salute. And that's how you show respect to someone in the army. So we love God. Put your hand on your heart. Now salute. So we love God. We respect God. Do you know that our whole life is in his hands? Just picture how big God must be to have everyone in his hands. It's pretty big hands. Your dad might have big hands, but God's hands are bigger than that. Danny's got big hands. God's hands are bigger than Danny's. Yes, Joseph? Really? Your dad's hands are shorter than a blue whale's? There you go. I didn't know that about you, Mark. Just learning everything about this family today. Do you know that sometimes we think in our life that we can do what we want to do, but God has things that he wants you to do. And we need to hear that. God has things that he wants you to do. He's got a plan for your life. He has something that he wants you to do. He has a path that he wants you to take. And you know, I don't know, Tim, did you when you were a kid ever think you'd be going to India and other countries in the world? No, he never did. Do you know that we have desires of what we want to do with our life, and God can change the things that we want into the things that he wants? And now Tim has a real heart for missions and to see people in other countries saved. But he didn't have that when he was your age. So you might find that things that you want, God changes into things that he wants. Do you know that there's even things that I'm doing in my life I never thought that I'd do. I didn't even think that I wanted to do them. And here I am doing certain things that God had for me. So how can we glorify God? We can love him. And we can respect him. Now, here's a third one. And what I want you to do is this. I want you to push away. Can you do that? Push. Use two hands. Do you know, we are to separate ourselves. Do you know if someone's too close to you, Can I have someone come up here and be... Somebody wants to come up here and just be a little bit too close. Melody, come up here and just be a little bit too close. Ugh. Oh, and she's pushing against me. What do we do? Sometimes we need to just... Oh, man, she's not going to go. We push him away. Thanks, Mel. And we need to be sometimes separated from something that's too close. And do you know there's things that displease God? Sometimes we think God is a God of love and he's a good God, which is true. But do you know the Bible says there's things that God hates? There's things that God hates. That's true. And do you know there's things that God loves? And we should love what he loves, but we also should hate what he hates. But do you know there's things that we let come really close to us that we should push away? And there's things that we do. Now, think about friendships that you have. This can be a bit of a tricky one, because there are sometimes friends that might want us to do something that's not right. Now, if that's happened to you, hands up, adults, if that's happened to you before. Well, I don't know, kids, if you can look around, hands up if that was you. All these people have had a friend maybe say to them, hey, let's do this. But in their heart, maybe they know their mum and dad said no. Or maybe they know it's not right. And they have to make a choice. Do I spend a lot of time being with a friend who's going to influence me to do the wrong thing? Now, I'm not saying that you never spend time with people like that, because God wants us to love them. But it's if they're influencing you and they're changing how you behave, that's when we have to be careful. Okay? Anything where there's influence over your life, whether it's friends or whether it's maybe TV that you watch or music you listen to, what sort of things are giving a message in your heart that can turn you away from God? We need to separate ourselves from those things. So, let's recap. We're to glorify God. Remember, glorifying God is not saying, look at me. What is it? It's saying, look at God. How do we glorify God? We can love him. We can salute. We can respect him. And we separate ourselves from anything that God doesn't want. Let's do those three actions together. Fantastic. I hope you enjoy the rest of your holidays. You've got a little bit more to go. And I'm just going to pray, and then we can finish up. So everyone close your eyes. Dear God, we just want to thank you that you are a God who made us and you love us. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for the children in this church. Lord, thank you for each and every one of them and for those that aren't here today. And Lord, just pray your blessing upon them and that their lives would be shaped more into to Jesus Christ. And God, we just pray that we would love you with all of our heart, that you would be the most important thing in our life. And God, I pray that we would respect you, that we would just be so amazed that our lives are in your hands and you can do with us whatever you want to. It's not what we want to do in our life, it's what you want to do with us. And Lord, help us to separate ourselves from anything that displeases you and anything that you hate and that you don't like. Help us to be people like that. In Jesus' name. Everyone said, amen. Amen. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks for listening, and please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombole Christian Fellowship.